We continue in our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Maaser Sheni. We are in Perek Daled, Mishnah Yud Aleph. The previous Mishnah spoke about when you have a word that's, let's say, a word Maaser is written on a container with money, or if a word Korban is written on a container with food. So how do we treat what's inside there? So now our Mishnah is going to talk to us when in a case where one single letter, not a whole word, but one letter is written on the container. Hamotze keri v'katuv alav kuf. In the days of the Beit HaMikdash, if someone found a container with the letter kuf written on it, korban, we assume that the kuf stands for korban, and therefore the same halakha of the previous Mishnah applies, that what's inside is considered mukdash, is considered holy food, korban. And similarly, mem ma'aser. If mem was written on the container, we assume that that stands for ma'aser, that was the common practice, and therefore the contents inside is ma'aser sheni. Daled demai. If you saw a letter daled on the container, we assume what's inside is demai. Tet tevel. Tet is an indicator that what's inside is tevel. Tevel meaning food that no masrot or tumot were removed from. Taf, teruma. If you see the letter taf, we assume that what's inside is truma. Why is it that we assume that these letters are short for those words? Shebishat sakana hayu kotvim taf tachat truma. Because in those days, in the times of danger, when the non-Jewish authorities in Eretz Yisrael made decrees that the Jews should not perform the mitzvot, such as the Greeks or the Romans, so what the Jews would do is they would write the letter Tav. Instead of Truma, they would just write Tav on their Truma containers to hide the fact that they're observing the mitzvot from their persecutors. And therefore, that's why we have this scenario here, where one letter stands for these words, Maaseh, or Korban, or Dmai, or Tevel, or Truma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, however, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Kulam Shemot Bene Adam Hem. All these letters are very possible to be abbreviations of people's names. For example, Kuf can be Kehat, Mem can be Moshe, Dalit can be Daniel, Tet can be Tuvia, Tav can be Tanchum. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, we could assume that these letters are just marking the name of the owner, and therefore what's inside doesn't have kedusha. Amar Rabbi Yossi says even more. Afilu matza chavit vehi mele'a perot. Even if someone found a barrel full of produce, v'katuv aleha truma, with the entire word truma written on it, hare elu chulin. We can say that the contents inside is still chulin, non-Kodesh produce. Why? She'ani omer, because I'm allowed to assume, eshtakad hayta mele'a perot truma upinah. Last year, this container was filled with truma produce, and then he labeled it as truma. But then he emptied it out, and he refilled it with regular food this year, and he just didn't erase that mark. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. However, in halakha ki Rabbi Yossi, the halakha is not like Rabbi Yossi, halakha is like Tanakama, that in that case we are machmir to treat what's inside as kodesh. Mishnah Yudbet, the final Mishnah of Perek Daled. This Mishnah is going to discuss other cases of coins that seem to be identified as Maaser Sheni. Ha'omer livno, Maaser Sheni bezavit zo. Let's say someone says to his son, I left you a bag of Maaser Sheni coins in one particular corner of the house. He tells his son, I left you a bag of Maaser Sheni coins in such and such a corner of the house, let's say. Umatza bezavit acheret. The son went and he found a bag of coins, but in a different corner. Hare elu chulin. And the halacha is, these coins that he found are not Maaser Sheni. They are chulin, they're non-Kodesh, because we could assume that they're not Maaser Sheni coins. They're not the coins that his father was referring to. Let's say another case. Hayasham mane umatzamataim. Let's say the father told his son, I left you a mane, meaning 100 zuz of Maaser Sheni coins in such and such a place. Umatzamataim. The son went and he found 200 zuz It's not 100, it's 200. Hash'al chulin. So then we say, 100 is ma'aser sheni, the rest is not kodesh. Another case, mataim umatzamane hakol ma'aser. Let's say the father told his son, 200 zuz of ma'aser sheni coins are there in that place for you. And the son went and he found that there's only 100, only one mane, hakol ma'aser. The halacha is all those coins that he found are ma'aser sheni, because we assume that they are the coins to which the father referred. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'Amen.